Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Anyway, let's get to the D-Wade stuff. So Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade.
I'm going to do some Tobin right here. Okay. Because here you go. We didn't make nothing of it back then. We didn't make nothing of it because he said it. We were more concentrating on that statue. Whole another conversation.
Yep.
When he said a house divided, right?
Yep.
We were like, which means this been going on for a while.
Jimmy Butler was not at that ceremony.
This been going on for a while.
D Wade, this was on his Y Network podcast. Go check it on out. Go subscribe. Check out D Wade. But he, as Leroy said, he put up this. He said this in his speech, and then, interestingly enough, like a week ago, posted that video on his Instagram. And I was like,
did he take your clip?
He did.
Yeah, he couldn't take any clip.
So he threw a little line in the water. Yeah. To try to hook a big one.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to bring that up, you knew what you were talking about then.
Yep.
And he said, let me remind you guys that D Wade saw this coming. That's what basically he's saying.
Here is Dwayne Wade on his podcast saying why he said that in his speech.
And the quote that I said, that a house divided will not stand.
Right.
You either in or you out.
Right.
At that moment, I took that moment to say that at a moment that was about me. And I was addressing it to the organization and to the players on the team. And I don't get to say a lot of times because of my investment into the Utah Jazz. But when I have my moments to be the face of the organization, I can say whatever I want as a player. That's why I took that moment and said that, because I know I get to hear the conversations everybody else don't get to hear, right? Or what goes on. And Tim Hardaway, Zoe, UD, D-Wright, Q-Rich, everybody who put on a Miami uniform that I know, we were all looking at Riles like, yo, you, what's going on over there? Because you tripping. We used to iron fists.
Yeah, facts.
We don't feel and we don't hear iron fists going on over there. And it's crazy because... You would think when you're in it, you don't want it. You think you want out. You think you want to go somewhere else. But then when you get out of it, you realize that that structure, that iron fist, kept you in line, and not kept you in line like a little soldier. Kept you in line because this big world in the NBA will eat you alive.
All right. So he's been hearing some things, some chatter.
Yeah. Wait. Damn. By the way, side note. UD was on NBA Today.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him about it.
Yep.
He said, y'all ain't about to get me.
Not going
to
get me, dude.
y'all ain't about to get me. He started talking about Jaime and Khalil Ware. He said,
I like that Udonis Haslam, like, he's spitting on all opinions, but then they get him to the Heat and he goes, mm-mm.
Nope. y'all ain't about to get me. He said, nice try.
D. Wade then said that he had heard there had been some bickering So this is why he felt like he needed to send a message.
You know, I wanted to say that to the players, as you know, as you hear a lot of bickering going on. We got guys, man, we got guys making $250 million for 4 years in the NBA nowadays. This is on the backs of what every...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Player has done
right
to get us to this point. We're making more money than we've ever can dream of as a league. And so players are doing that, and then we're still unhappy. We're still mad about certain things, right? Because a lot of guys are playing for the bread. Everybody ain't playing to win championships.
True.
Let's call a spade a spade. A lot of people playing to change their life, like I was. I love the game, but it was about my life changing. And so I stood up there and I said that because the grass ain't always greener. And as someone who was in that situation before where mine didn't go like it's going now, but I was in that situation where I left the organization, I wanted them to know that if you don't want to be here and the way things are working here and you don't like it and this and that, then don't be here. Because this is not the organization for that.
Well, that only feels like it's towards one person.
Hey.
Yeah, honestly, exactly, listen, Leroy. Listen, exactly. Listen.
Now, very rarely, and I remember this too. I remember when Bill Belichick got fired. And I think he took the attitude, if ever I'm a coach again and I'm going out being me. And if it don't work, I can live with that. But if I don't do the things the way I want them done, then I'm going to be miserable because I never got to see if what I was doing was working. Right. Fast forward to Pat Riley. Pat Riley has dealt and has coached and has had to have relationships and do contracts for Hall of Famers. A lot of them. And the one thing that they all talk about is, I don't care who you are. This is the way things are going to be done. And if you don't like it, there's the door. And when D-Wade said, whoa, what's up? Now you don't have that iron fist. Right? And I think, to be honest with you, the league has transitioned away from that. And you have to appease the players a little bit more.
Right.
But I still believe that Pat Riley doesn't, because players come here. All the players that have played for Pat Riley have talked about how he runs things and how Spo runs things. And if you look at all the guys that have come up through here and have gone on to other places, they may not have had the same success, but they all got paid.
I think you have a lot of the sentiments that he's going to bring up and some more of his thoughts, Leroy. So we'll take a break. We'll hear a little bit more of what D-Wade had to say on this, especially his very much a hit back at Paul Pierce and his comments as well. Because, of course,
Somebody from the Heat say something about just general basketball, Paul Pierce gets brought up. right. It's like, you know, the Heat, you know, right now they searching, but Paul Pierce, like it's like punting. It's like you're punting. Ball Pierce.
Take a break. Back after this.